Go ahead, BR. The mic's yours.
Good morning. I want to submit something for your review or thinking about it. Here's a verse I've been thinking about, and I've been listening to Scott Mitchell. We understand by 2 Thessalonians 2, chapter 2, verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity is already at work. Only he that now let it will let until he be taken out of the way. Now, we know that's not the Holy Spirit. We have come to a conclusion, many of us, that this is the body of Christ being taken out. Now, I want to propose something that you may think about. You know, you can think about it. You don't have to accept what I'm saying, but I've been thinking about that, and I said to myself, okay, he that now led it is Christ. For the Antichrist to show up, Christ must be gone from the planet. Now, this is my thinking. Now, knowing that Christ lives in us, we have to go because Christ has to go. So that what I'm proposing is that he in that verse is actually Christ. We also see it as the body of Christ because Christ is in us. Don't know what you guys think about it, but I've been looking at this and thinking about it, and I say, you know, would it not be Christ himself that has to go? I know that the head, him himself, is in heaven already, but the body of Christ, which is part of Christ, has to go for the Antichrist to show up. I came up with that. I sent an email to Scott Mitchell to see what he thinks about it. I just sent it a few minutes ago. So we'll see how what he responds to that. But you can also think about it and say, hey, maybe that's right. It has validity. My thinking may have some validity in here.
BR, I always thought that was referring to Satan. I really did. Because this is the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. I mean, Satan is in control at this point in time, and Christ is seated at the right hand of God. I'm not following where you're coming from with that for some reason. Go ahead.
Well, if you say it is Satan, then how will the Antichrist and the unholy Trinity work if Satan is not on the planet? To me, it is clear that that Satan will increase in power on the planet. He won't be removed. It's not the Holy Spirit being removed. It's the body of Christ being removed. And Christ is in us, therefore Christ is gone. That's just what I'm looking at, I'm thinking about. If you say Satan is going to remove from the planet, then those 7 years of tribulation is going to be a picnic. Everyone's going to enjoy themselves. See, it doesn't work, what you said. Well, they are different. The son of perdition was indwelled by Satan himself. So for the Antichrist to have power, I don't know if it is the Antichrist himself who has the power directly from Satan, like Satan inhabiting this person. But Satan has to be around for the 7 years of tribulation. He's going to be thrown out. Is it mid-trib? No, I think it's at the end he's being thrown out anyway. But you can say that they are separate, but Satan will control the Antichrist and the other two guys, the unholy Trinity. So I don't see how you can say that he in that verse is Satan, because, this is his world for now until he's cast out of this planet into the pit for 1,000 years. Well, John, if you think about it, the Antichrist will proclaim himself to be God. Is that not what Satan has always wanted to be? He wanted to be God? I think this Antichrist will be Satan in disguise as, you know, proclaiming himself to be God. So he will still be on earth.